Chapter 20. A Restless Patient. When Christian had some health problems, David found a good health clinic for his father. It happened so that Christian had to spend a few days there. One old man was put in the ward with him. He was already more than 90 years old. He almost didn't get up from bed, and he had some problems with his memory. Granddad was friendly and smiled a lot, but Christian did not feel well, and that is why he almost did not speak with him. In the evening, the grandfather felt bored. He pushed the call button, and the nurse came in. Granddad asked to give him some water. The nurse agreed to his request. He thanked her warmly, and she returned to her post. But in less than 5 minutes, the granddad pushed the call button again. The nurse came again. Grandpa looked at her for a moment without saying anything. "Well, how is the weather now?" he finally asked. "Isn't it hot?" "No, it's not," the nurse replied. "The weather is great."
"There is no wind?"
the granddad asked. "The wind is very weak. The rain was not in forecast for today," the nurse said. They talked a little bit about the weather, and she left. A few minutes later, the granddad called her in again. Christian was annoyed that somebody was walking into the ward all the time. It didn't help him sleep. "Did you need something?" the nurse asked the granddad.
"No," he said. "I don't need anything. You know, tomorrow my granddaughter will come to visit me. She's so clever."
And he talked about his granddaughter for about 5 minutes. The nurse politely kept up the conversation, but after all, she said that she had to get back to her post because other patients might need her. But in 10 minutes, the granddad pushed the call button again, and the nurse came again. The granddad asked her when visitation was allowed in the clinic. The nurse explained everything in detail. He thanked her, and she left. But soon, he called her again. The nurse came again. "Do you need something again?" the nurse asked. The granddad thought for a while.
"No, nothing," he said. "And by the way, tell me, I pushed this button several times. And what is it for?"